When we say an undercover operation, how is that different from a standard investigation?
Sure. These are basically stings where the FBI has identified someone they see as a potential threat, in this case because of support for ISIS. Now, overwhelmingly, these people have been identified because of things they have said or done on social media through either semi-public forms, through Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram, or what they're seeing more and more is encrypted communications that the FBI has been able to break. And they want to know, are these people serious about some of the things they've said? Now, it's not a crime to say, I hate America or you go ISIS. But if that's taken to the next level, if you are pledging allegiance and support for ISIS, that could conceivably be a crime. So the FBI, depending on how much of a threat they think someone is, has been resorting more and more to undercover operations, not just monitoring these people, but sending in either actual FBI agents to pose as jihadists or ISIS sympathizers, or sometimes even gun dealers or bomb makers, or using informants in an undercover capacity. Those aren't FBI employees, but they're sort of acting as agents of the FBI to really determine their intentions. And what we found was that with ISIS occupying a greater place of concern for the FBI in the last 18 months, they have resorted increasingly to these undercover operations. Now about 2 out of every 3 FBI investigations into suspected ISIS supporters, they are approving undercover investigations to do that, which is a much higher percentage than we saw just a few years ago with these ISIS cases. So they're using very aggressive methods, not just as undercover observers, but really as participants in cases to say, you know, here, help us out in buying some guns for an attack. Help us out with setting up a bomb to attack a synagogue.